It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from Everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, girl, yes, it is. Here we go, here we go. Coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, a man who is not giving the State of the Union address tonight, no ma'am, Joe Biden. Expected to make a public appearance at 9 p.m.
This could be a problem.
Oh, they are dialing up the B-12 shots as we speak and saying a prayer for the sign language interpreter, who's certainly going to have her hands full when the drugs kick in.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
We've seen it before. We're probably going to see it again tonight. We got a big preview on a busy Thursday episode of the show. 888-788-9910 if you want to be a part of this shindig. Lincoln Fail is going to be on the show today because he is off from school tomorrow, but he wants to preview his TV debut. Lincoln Fail is going to be on Fox News Saturday night this coming Saturday. It's a big deal. So we're fired up for the link, man. Gianno Caldwell is going to be here as well to talk about the State of the Union, if only because the black vote is becoming a very contested issue in the early stages of this campaign.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Now, that was Biden flying off the handle 4 years ago. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he hasn't gotten better since then. But that's the difference between myself and Joe Scarborough over at MSNBC. Okay, and we're going to start there. See, the Biden State of the Union tonight, in every sense of the word, for everybody who works in politics, they know it's an audition. And what I mean by that is he is the historically unpopular. He is the lowest polling president in the modern era to run for re-election, okay? He's polling below Jimmy Carter.
Come on, man.
But think about that. And understand, knowing that Trump has opened up a significant lead, like beyond the margin of error in the battleground states, okay, there is a lot of back-channel communication about whether or not they could take this guy off the ticket. Now, the truth is, if they really believe they're going to lose, they will take him off the ticket.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Okay, but Joe Scarborough, a paid shill for the Democratic Party, if ever there was one, turns in the following assessment of Biden's cognitive abilities. And I want to start here because as a performer, like I go on stage, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night. If you want to see me at the Amaturo Theater, it's a handful of seats left. FoxAcrossAmerica.com. Saturday night, late show is sold out in Ponte Vedra. Same thing. Handful of seats left to the early show. If you want to see me in Ponte Vedra, Florida, FoxAcrossAmerica.com. Get your tickets. Okay. I as a man who performs for a living, whether I'm on TV or I'm on the radio or I'm, you know, doing stand-up or anything in between, okay, I have a lot of respect for people who get out there and turn in a command performance. And it takes a lot on certain days. You really got to concentrate. Maybe you got a headache. You don't feel whatever the hell it is. You've got to tune it out and just find a way to optimize your presentation and be the best version of you can be. And I want to salute Joe Scarborough because delivering the clip I'm about to play you, and I mean this, I'm not being funny, okay, this had to be really, really hard to do. Like, I don't doubt that by the time he was done delivering the line, he actually went home and cried in the shower. Like, I mean that. I mean, like, it took a lot out of him. Have you ever seen the end of Michael Jordan when he played with the flu in the NBA Finals, the flu game, where he very famously he winds up hitting the game-winning shot and gets a towel thrown over his head and just basically carried off the court by Scottie Pippen because the guy has nothing left in the tank. This, for all intents and purposes, is Joe Scarborough's flu game. Okay, it must have taken so much of him to deliver the clip I'm about to play you. I can only imagine Mika threw a towel over his head and dragged him off the set when he was done, because the level of commitment you need to deliver the clip I'm about to play you, this is Joe Scarborough with a straight face, saying this is the sharpest Joe Biden has ever been.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
Apparently not. It's clip 9.
I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how much it hurt to get in front of a TV camera at a time when 86% of Americans think he's not cognitively fit to be president? At a time when special counsel Robert Hur said we can't put this guy on trial for holding on to classified documents because he's not mentally fit to stand trial. Okay, after spending the last year watching him talk to dead people, shake hands with invisible people, and oftentimes quit talking in the middle of a sentence because he's finished, Joe Scarborough says this is the sharpest Joe Biden has ever been. Oh, God! And I mean this. It's like when a pitcher throws a perfect game. You know, you have to be operating with such a heightened sense of awareness to have that command of your curveball every time you snap it off, to have that location on your fastball every time the catcher sets up the mitt. The level of concentration and self-application it takes to do things at a really high level is something I admire greatly. Like, I study other professions to get better at mine. I'll watch gymnasts. I'll watch chefs. I'll watch, you know, conductors. I'll watch comedians. I'll watch singers. I watch people at the top of their game to figure out how they go about optimizing their performance. That's how I got here, dude. I didn't show up with any education, any formal broadcast training. I just really, and I mean really, paid attention. Okay, but understand, when I'm watching a guy like Joe Scarborough, like, that's a performance. That's Joe Scarborough going, okay, I am an operative of the Democratic Party. I have no dignity. I'm living beyond shame. I'm going to try and look the American people in the face and say that this is the sharpest Joe Biden has ever been. And I know you're laughing, but he pulled it off. Like, the guy, I'm tipping my cap to this man. Let me play it for you one more time, because he takes it a step further in the follow-up. Okay? Do you know how Donald Trump yesterday was all over TV saying he'll debate Biden anytime, anywhere? I want to debate Biden. The White House won't give a straight answer on whether or not Biden's going to debate. Here's a news flash. They don't want to debate. Okay? They don't want him in public doing anything without a note card. And sadly, even with a note card, he got the country wrong twice when he was talking about Gaza this week.
Biden's lost his marbles.
Really think about that. The guy who was reading off a notepad when he got the country wrong on Gaza twice. Here it is, clip 14.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies into Ukraine.
Wrong country.
And seek to continue to open up other avenues into Ukraine.
Wrong country.
The possibility of a Marine corridor to deliver large amounts of humanitarian assistance.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
That's off a note card. And he gets the country wrong twice.
This man needs a retirement home and a warm bowl of soup.
Here he is, 2 days ago, if you remember. Okay. He tells the press, I better not take any questions, I'll get in trouble. He's not allowed to speak extemporaneously, or he will get in trouble. For real. Like, that's how this works. You want your ice cream, old man? Well, yeah, I love it. Well, then shut up. And he shuts up. Watch this. Listen to this. Clip 13.
I better not start your questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for November Tuesday voters?
And now he just stares into space.
For Tuesday, say, do you have a message for voters?
Thanks. Come on. Thank you so much.
I better not start the questions because I'll get in trouble.
That man belongs in a nursing home, not in the White House.
But not according to Joe Scarborough. I mean this. Okay, when you watch a baseball pitcher throw a perfect game, 27 up, 27 down, okay, it takes such a level of enlightened, okay, performance. Like your brain, you're operating on another wavelength that day. You just get in the ring with a version of yourself that's 175% better. Okay, you all have that in life. You have a day of the week where you're just so good. You're so sharp. You do everything right. For no rhyme or reason, you're just a better you that day. We all have it. Sometimes professional athletes get it in a key scenario and turn in the performance of a lifetime. I really, truly do believe this Joe Scarborough performance here, it had to take a lot out of him. Like, it had to hurt. Like, he had to stick this line, and he probably slept 12 hours last night. Listen to this again, clip 9.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
That was embarrassing.
I mean, dude, Joe Scarborough.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But at the same time, he shouldn't. He doesn't mean that, guys. He doesn't mean that. He knows, listen, they might take him off the ticket. Okay, it's sad. Like, I'm not happy. I don't like that we have a president who makes the sign language interpreter shrug. I don't think that's a good thing that we have a president you couldn't play in Scrabble because he makes up words. Sorry, I can't give you the points for Schmegana Hemina Hemina. I'm sorry, I can't. I would love to, and I'm sorry. Okay, I don't like the fact that he's in the condition he's in.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
But here is Joe Scarborough taking it a step further, saying Trump don't even want to debate this guy. Okay, clip 10.
It's a damn shame that Donald Trump won't submit to this because he's such a coward when it comes to politics. But it would be great to have Joe Biden right there, Donald Trump right there, around any table, and say there's no shouting, there's no this, there's no insults. We're going to ask you about policy and actually have them talk about because Joe Biden, like I said, can take you around the world 100 times. You ask him what's happening in Sudan, he's going to take you through it and what the United States should do, what his administration's doing. You ask him about what's happening in Ukraine, he's going to give you about 5 different angles looking at it. I'm serious. Donald Trump, he'll tell you, I would end the war tomorrow.
I mean, dude, are you kidding me? Straight clown stuff. Okay. When he says, oh, he'll tell you about Ukraine. No, he will tell you about Ukraine when you ask him about Gaza. That's what he did in the sound clip I just played you. This idea, it's a damn shame Donald Trump won't submit. He's such a coward. Okay, here is the White House flat out refusing to commit to a debate. Donald Trump is truth socialing up and down the coast about wanting to debate Biden. Here's the White House not committing. Clip 11.
Is President Biden going to commit to a debate with Donald Trump?
That's something for the campaign to speak to.
Well, we know when the debates are going to be. We know where they're going to be. Is he going to go?
You should speak to the campaign.
In 2020, once it got down to one-on-one, Joe Biden said, I can hardly wait to debate him. How about now?
I'm going to sound like a broken record. You should reach out to the campaign.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the question.
Now, guys, okay, they've reached out to the campaign. Did the campaign give an answer?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. They're not giving an answer, okay, because they don't want a debate. But so understand, when Joe Scarborough gets on TV and goes, oh, it's a shame, Trump's a coward, what is he really selling? Okay, it's a lot of self-righteousness, a lot of snark, a lot of moral superiority to a bunch of other white people who hate themselves. So hating Donald Trump becomes a way to channel that rage without having to look inward at the things they hate about themselves. That's what Joe Scarborough is for a lot of people, a lot of Beltway elites, people with a lot of money, people with money, white guilt, all the fun stuff. Okay, they turn on Joe Scarborough to be told they're better than everybody else. And with a straight face, they got the performance of a lifetime. Because not only were they told that they're better than everybody else like usual, but they were told that Joe Biden is better than everybody else. And the guy did it with a straight face.
You are so full of sh**.
Absolutely, positively, yes, he is. But to deliver that level of ridiculousness, I know it took a lot. So in probably the first time in the history of the show, we go to break with a round of applause for Joe Scarborough.
The critics have spoken.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
This is Fox Across America.
Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Last day of the week on the mean streets of New York City. Tomorrow, I fly down to Fort Lauderdale. JetBlue action. Hey, girl. If you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, you want to come hang out. Myself, some of my Fox pals who happen to, I don't know if you'd say they vacation down there or whatever the heck they do. I won't name names, but we have some star-studded guests in the audience tomorrow night. And I've been told that they are going to take me to dinner tomorrow after the show.
That can't be good.
No, because they don't know how I get down after a show. I starve before a show because I want to be like lean and mean. You know, food is all I have in this world. So in order to like give myself like that primal motivation to, you know, apply myself at the highest level, I position food at the end of the night like it's the girl back home during the war. You know, you need something to survive for. Okay, and that is very much food. So if a bunch of TV people bring me out tomorrow night at 11 o'clock.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
Oh, no, there really are. There are going to be some reactions. It's not good.
This is absolutely gross.
Seriously. Well, anyway, you want to talk about gross. Let's go back to the Scarborough clip. So here's one more attempt to make Biden sound okay. Scarborough wants you to believe it's his Irish temper that causes him to stumble. Clip 8.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say.
I mean,
you can't handle the truth.
The poor guy. No, it's his temper. You don't understand. That's what's really going on. Listen to this Irish temper get in the way of what, you know, and I get.
You know, the rapidly rising
I mean, it's just temper all over that. Am I right?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
But I laugh at Joe Scarborough because he's trying to say policy-wise, analytically, he's been around 50 years. He has. And is Robert Gates Barack Obama's former defense secretary once famously said in his memoir, Joe Biden, bless his heart, nice guy, has been wrong about every single foreign policy decision of the past 4 decades.
Tell him like it is.
You know, the guy was wrong about the Afghan troop withdrawal, the border, inflation, the sanctions. He's terrible, you clown. There it is, Fox Across America, with your radio buddy Jimmy Fallon, reachable to you at 888-788-9910. Kicking off the festivities on a busy Thursday, Lincoln Fallon will close the show today, but Carol Ann is opening the show in Westfield, Indiana. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Better now. Come on, Carol Ann.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Ask Joe Biden about Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say he prefers his Corvette.
Oh, no. No, no. I agree, but that's because when Joe Scarborough was saying yesterday, yeah, on that clip, he goes, you know, you could ask him about anything. No one's denying that you can ask him about anything. It's just you might not necessarily get back the answer that you were looking for. Am I right?
Absolutely. Hey, but you have a safe trip down to Florida and looking forward to listening to Todd Pyro tomorrow.
Oh, well, if you like Todd Pyro, you're going to love his 1 o'clock guest because I'm calling into the show. There you go.
Oh, cool.
How about
it? Well, I don't watch Todd live.
Who could?
Because I firmly believe that if God wanted me to get up early, he would not have invented brunch.
That's funny. Well, listen, I used to do that show. And, you know, because they get up as early as they do. But I don't get to do it anymore now that I have my own TV show because they don't want me, like, too tired, you know, by 9, 10 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? So
Absolutely.
My schedule kind of changed. So Todd and I, we only get to hang out now when he hosts my show. So I'm calling in tomorrow just to, like, you know, do the maintenance on our friendship. So you're welcome.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You're the best. All right. Rock and roll. Carolyn, you have a great weekend. There she goes, the great Carol Ann. I wanted to squeeze her in because I just needed a bit of her energy because I'm in such a delirious mood. 888-788-9910 if you want to get in yourself. I've been up since 4 a.m. I was writing. I got to go do stand-up, and I'm just in the best mood. And I just caught the Joe Scarborough clip. It made me laugh so hard because basically what we're down to now in this election, okay, is a lot of people trying to get Biden off the ticket. Like, they're working hard. I'm talking high-level Democrats are working hard behind the scenes.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
And how do we know she approves the message? Because she's doing a lot of media right now. A lot of media right now. Media where she endorses Joe Biden with a straight face and goes, no, no, this guy's as sharp as a tack.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
You know who else is doing that all the time right now? Gavin Newsom's on the Sunday shows. Biden's got it under control.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
What are they both trying to do? Okay, I own a Politics to English dictionary. There's no need for them to be out in the public eye stumping 8 months from Election Day. 8 months from Election Day, they don't need to be turning out the vote.
I think he's got a point.
So they're only out there on the off chance he comes up the ticket, and this media prominence now has them asking for you to vote for them.
Oh, wow!
Here's Hillary. She's all over the TV, sitting for any interview she can. Okay, she's on a show called Mornings with Zerlina. Not the top-rated Mornings with Maria or Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Mornings with Zerlina, who I'm sure is a fabulous woman. She actually looked like a very good interviewer. But here is Hillary trying to glom as much media as possible because the odds are, percentage-wise, Biden's going to be the nominee. But there's a massive battle being fought behind the scenes to get him off the ticket. And if, in fact, he comes off the ticket, what Hillary, what Newsom, okay, what they're both trying to do is position themselves like the reluctant hero. Meaning, well, I didn't want to run for president again. I said Joe Biden was the sharpest president we've ever had. But when your country calls collect, you get back on the radio shows and tell the black people you carry hot sauce in your purse.
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Believe me, Okay, she's dying. She's ready to run again.
I don't feel no ways tired.
No, she does not. Here's Hillary, clip 15.
This is not someone who we want to give power to again. So I think that's what this election's really going to be about. Mm. And, you know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy.
She is a fraud, a phony, a woman without a moral core, a regular two-faced, mealy-mouthed politician who swings with the wind.
Hillary Clinton is just such a lowlife when she does stuff like that. You know, if you guys have ever seen the video, and I've showed it on Fox News Saturday night, I met Hillary Clinton. I met Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago. And one of the things I do when I meet celebrities is, you know, I pay attention. I study people and I just, you know, see how they are around other people. Are they outgoing? Do they want to meet their fans? Do they want them to get away? So what Hillary does is great. It's kind of a Jen Psaki. When the cameras are there and people want to take a quick picture, oh, of course, hi, guys. We love you, friends. The minute that flash goes off, the head goes down, the eye contact is gone, the smile fades, and she just looks at you with no color left in her face, like, get the f- away from me. It's stunning to see. Okay, but understand that's why she didn't win the presidency in 2016. Okay? You know, she's the warmth of an ice fishing contest. Like, she's, you know, difficult in that regard to connect with regular humans because they're just so spectacularly out of touch with what regular humans go through. I told you that earlier in the week. I played this Mark Cuban clip, and I'm not bashing him personally. He has messaged me on Twitter to say he listens to the show from time to time, and he said he enjoyed it, which I thought was classy. He's enough to do that for a Fox guy. And I'm not bashing him, but I was so bothered this week when he said he would vote for Joe Biden's dead body before he'd vote for Donald Trump. And I guess he has a personal animus with Trump or the way he comports himself in public, which I understand a lot of people have. But you can only prioritize that if you're spectacularly out of touch with just how much damage the Democrats have done to the country. Like, yo, they've damaged the country. Okay, in the summer of 2024, okay, they led an all-out charge to defund the police, as in no more cops.
Yes, I support the defund movement because this is about the investment in our communities, which have historically been divested.
Not only do we need to defund, but we need to dismantle and start anew.
Why use the word defund? Why use the word defund? And it's like, this is the word that's coming from the streets.
I mean,
you sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
I mean, really think about that. And major municipalities, New York, Los Angeles, they've cut over $1 billion in police funding, the end result of which was the black murder rate skyrocketing by nearly 30% nationwide. And every one of these congressmen that pushed for the defunding of the police maintained their own personal security.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets because we're trying to save lives.
I mean, Cori Bush.
This guy's a serious ass.
What a dirtbag. Do you understand? They waged war, a monetary war, a physical war, and a rhetorical war on police. And they did so knowing there is no stat, zero. Nobody has the stat. You can call in. It's a toll-free line, 888-788-9910. Nobody has a stat that shows that police are disproportionately shooting black people more than they're shooting white people. Nor do you have a stat that says they're killing unarmed black people more than they're killing unarmed white people. Yet they tried to defund the police, something we can't have a civilized society without. Okay, sadly, this is just reality. Okay, the number one threat to black Americans is other black Americans. It's the leading cause of death in terms of murder is other black Americans. And that's sad. But that has nothing to do with cops being racist and everything to do with Democrats not working to improve conditions in the black community. Because you understand, they don't want to solve problems. They want to run on them.
That's true. That is true.
But I don't want to be the white voice for black America. A guy who is the voice for a lot of people had a dopey comment this week about race. But here is Charles Barkley admitting what you've heard on my show a lot. Charles McBee shows up on my show a lot. He was on Fox News Saturday night last week. He's a fantastic comic. He's got a massive following on Instagram. He's a really funny dude. He's apolitical. He doesn't like Republicans, a little like Democrats. He doesn't care. He's a comic. He's a real comic. That's what he should be. And he came on the show, and he's been saying this for years. He goes, Democrats show up to the hood every 4 years, and they shuck and jive and do the Dougie, as he said, get our vote, and then they basically disappear.
When you're right, you're right, and you're right.
You know, Ice Cube said that earlier in the winter. Said, what do black Americans have to show for voting Democrat? Okay, the answer, what do they have to show for voting Democrat, is nothing.
Correctamundo.
Okay, what did they tell you in the summer of 2020 when they lit the cities on fire? They said, well, this is okay because a riot is the language of the unheard. No one's listening to these people, which is such a fascinating claim to make if your political party has governed their city for the past 50 years. Minneapolis, Baltimore, Detroit, Milwaukee, Kenosha, New York, Los Angeles. What do they all have in common for the last 50 years? Portland, Seattle. What do they have in common? They've been run by Democrats for the last 50 years.
He knows what he's talking about.
So when you hear Democrats quote Martin Luther King and go, well, you know, you can't blame him for rioting. It's a language of the unheard. The government ain't listening to these people. I'm like, hey, guys, you're the government. And you're the one ignoring them. Here's Charles Barkley admitting it. Clip 25.
The reason I think the Democratic Party and Mr. Biden, President Biden, is losing black votes is they only care about black people every 4 years. They come into our neighborhoods and say, we're going to make stuff better. We're going to do this, do this, do this. And then finally, us black people are like, yo, man, other than my ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't going to lie. I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was going to help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat.
I admire your honesty.
But did voting Democrat help black people? Nope. And do you know how hard they're screwing black people right now with the migrant situation? Every one of these failing inner city schools, which suffers from massive overcrowding in the classroom, just got a few million more students to add to the tally.
But buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And understand this. They don't speak English in a lot of these cases. How can I make that claim? A lot of my friends are city school teachers. It's sad because the quality of education, which is already failing, okay, gets even worse when you overcrowd the classes even more. So inflation screws every community. The migrant situation screws every community. The crime situation screws every community. But they screw the black community the hardest because they're the ones in the inner cities. So the Democrats are trying to remedy that by just calling Republicans racist. That's how this works.
The left weaponizes race whenever they're losing an argument.
Okay, they do. And understand how hard they're losing an argument when it comes to the conditions in the black community, conditions that are worsened by the Democratic border policy. So when Charles Barkley starts speaking out to that reality, Charles Barkley, who a day earlier said if he sees a black guy in a MAGA shirt, he's going to punch him in the face. Good luck with that. It's a lot of big black dudes out there. You know, and Charles Barkley isn't exactly in fighting shape. I like Charles Barkley. Okay, but, you know, he looks like the kind of guy that would have his picture hanging up at a Chinese buffet. Like, do not seat this man. We're not going to make any money. You know, he's a slob in that regard. But, you know, he's a nice guy. He's very opinionated. But at least he's self-aware enough to know what a bad look it is for a black person of prominence to just blindly be endorsing a Democratic Party that's been screwing his people for the better part of the last 50 years. years.
And I'm out here in the real world, and I know what's right or wrong or bullshit.
The show that's standing up to big tech.
Get those nerds!
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 You're listening to Fox Across America.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Getting a co-host here now. Debbie is in Stevensville, Michigan. Debbie!
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. I was actually excited to talk to you. Mikey says you have an angle here. I'm excited to hear about it.
Well, I've been thinking for quite a while. I don't think it's right that we're doing all this reaching across the aisle. I think everybody's putting too much emphasis on that, because whenever our politicians reach across the aisle, they're compromising one thing for another thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're compromising to get the other thing that they want is not what the voters want.
Well, the reason they reach across the aisle, just so you're clear, is they just want to spend money. The only thing either party agrees on is spending money.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. I would like them to be working together if they were, like, say, cutting the budget or securing the border. But I think, to your point, they use these noble causes. They sell us on a compromise that doesn't fix the problem. It just spends more money. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And everybody says, well, if they don't reach across the aisle, nothing will get done in Washington. And my thought is, precisely. We don't want them. Seriously.
No, you're not wrong. Nothing is more helpful to us than a government shutdown, because it's the only time spending doesn't increase. Like,
yeah,
spot on. Debbie.
And the Republicans, they always compromise more than the Democrats. So that's why things are so screwed up in our country.
Yeah, they got to get their life together.
They give in on everything. If every politician just voted the way their constituents wanted them to, we wouldn't be in this mess, because then their constituents could see how they were voting so screwily, so badly, some of them. And, I think they got to quit emphasizing this reach across the aisle garbage.
It does get old. Debbie, why don't we just make you run for president? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm capable of that.
Oh, Debbie, come on. You nailed radio. You've already got this medium conquered. Okay, well, give it some thought. And if you change your mind, you got till November. Just get back to me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, girlfriend. You have a great day. Debbie, I said, Debbie, why don't you run for president? The answer would be no. She doesn't want it, dude. I get it, Debbie. You'd have to be a little nuts to get into politics in this day and age. But she's not wrong, okay, when she says that the two parties only work together when it seems to be working against us. Like, to give an example, we were supposed to be working on a bill to secure the southern border. That collapsed because the bill didn't actually secure the southern border. So what did the establishment in Washington do? They said, well, okay, well, we're going to go pass the Ukrainian aid bill first. The bill that was tied to our southern border bill, meaning we were working on a bill that would secure the border, but spent seven times as much money in Ukraine as it did on the actual southern border.
That's not right.
And I think that's the point she was making. Is it's very hard to get Congress to work together right now under this administration in a way that benefits us.
Welcome to the Biden administration, home to the new slogan, America Last.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Boom! There it is, and here we go. Here we go. Back in action on Fox Across America with your radio buddy Jimmy Failla, bringing you top-shelf radio in a bottom-feeding political world.
Country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
One of those stupid people getting ready to give a State of the Union address tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are previewing it in this hour with Gianno Caldwell, Fox News contributor, damn good friend of the show. He resides down in Florida, where I will be this weekend. If you want to see me in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night, a handful of seats available at the Amaturo Theater. I do mean a handful, because I got comps for our dear friend Katrina Campen, and I was told that the good seats aren't available. I got her in, but she's like sitting in a fire escape somewhere, which I know Mikey is not happy with, because he happens to be very good friends with Katrina Campins, of course, because of her intellectual contributions and nothing else. If you want to see me Saturday night, I am at the Pontevedra Music Hall, which I was just told by Brian Kilmeade is a venue way too nice for me and my act, but I will be there. Second show sold out. We added an early show that has a few seats left. If you want them, you can go to foxacrossamerica.com. And if you just want to hang out with me the old-fashioned way, 888-788-9910. Right to the phones in this hour. Navid is out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, hey.
Hey, Jimmy. Navid, how are you, buddy?
Oh, good. I wanted to make sure I pronounced it right. It's Navid?
I've been called worse, but yeah, it's Navid.
Good for you. Well, you know you laugh, hey, though. Think of how many people mispronounce my name on TV. I get Failia, Fiala. I mean, it's funny. So I feel you, brother. But yes, Navid, take it away.
Hey, man, first of all, congratulations on all your success, the book, the show. You've earned all of it. Every day on this side of dirt's a good day, and I think we're both living proof of that. So congratulations on that. Let me just say, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'm not hung up on 2020. What happened happened. You know, we got to move forward from it. What does concern me, though, you know, I think the Biden team campaign, they have every reason to be worried about November. Mm-hmm. And what scares me is they have ice in their veins, like they know something, something is planned. Any other team would go into the locker room at halftime and come up, you know, with something else to come out of the locker room with, and they're not. And that's really what concerns me. You know, I want a free, clean, fair election, and, you know, that's what concerns me. They're not panicking whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know what is scary to me is whoever wins this election, the other side is going to say it's stolen. Like, the country's on a really bad trajectory. You know, if the Democrats lose, they're not going to say Trump is legitimate. I mean, they're saying he's not legitimate now. So we're going to be in a bad spot regardless. To your point of them having a plan, what I think the plan might be is if things continue as is, they might just drag Biden off the ticket in Chicago at the convention in August. I don't expect, you know, some type of weird chicanery in terms of them, you know, I guess what people would say, like stealing the election. They've already done what they needed to do to turn out a higher vote count, which was weaponize COVID the last time around so we could have ballot boxes, you know, drop boxes and ballot harvesting.
Right.
Basically, they legalized cheating. So when we say like they stole it, it's like kind of not true because they just changed the rules. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like they
Absolutely.
Legally stole it in a roundabout way. But I think it's I think to the earlier point you made, do you believe Biden's sticking around for another 8 months? I don't.
I mean, it's not up to him, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people pulling the strings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all seen what they did with Bernie, you know, put glasses on him, try, you know, bring him around the beach. And, you know, it's possible. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not the best thing for either side.
I know it's not. That's the thing. I would be happy with him coming off the ticket and the Democrats putting like someone, you know, more formidable, because I think it'd be better for the country than just 8 months of everybody calling each other names. But I think that's what we're signing up for, Navid. Buckle up, my man. It's going to be a food fight, brother.
Well, if you're ever out here in Scottsdale, Arizona, drinks are on me. We'll
Is that true? It. Let me just one thing.
Absolutely.
I will drink on you as long as I don't have to ride one of those circular bicycles they ride around in Old Town.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
Old Town, we're not stepping anywhere close to there.
Okay.
We're staying up here.
All right, you're in charge. All right, we'll talk, Navid, but thank you for the call. Nobody likes a free drink more than me. Great call. The great Navid, who says I got free drinks out in Arizona.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's a great way to go through Arizona with Navid. Are you kidding me? Scottsdale, I love it out there. I was out, me and Kennedy went to the STK Steakhouse and then smoked a cigar when we were out in Scottsdale. We had a phenomenal time last June. I do hope to get back there on tour at some point. If you want to see me on tour, full schedule is at foxacrossamerica.com. One of the places I'll be heading this summer is Los Angeles. Barry is there now, eagerly anticipating my arrival. Barry!
I am. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Oh,
good
I'll
news.
That's a thing.
Second, both last two callers were great. Debbie was awesome, by
yeah,
the way.
She was solid.
So I wanted to call a couple days ago about this, but you played the clip earlier.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in probably 60 years, Hillary Clinton made a 100% true statement in public. Go back and look. She did not use Biden's name. She did not use Trump's name. she described them both to a T. Mm-hmm. Now, I know she meant one was the other.
You're saying, I mean, if you flip the words. Barry, stay on hold. I'm going to play this clip so people get full you get full credit for your analysis, because that's very funny. Josh, can you just play? Just keep listening, Barry. But Josh, can you play clip 15?
This is not someone who we want to give power to again. So I think that's what this election's really going to be about. And, you know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous, and threatens our democracy.
So, Barry, you're basically saying she's accurate. It's just that the people she's describing are backwards.
I mean, tell me why the Republicans, why Trump right now, he should have that on a commercial and at the very end say, who's Joe Biden and who's Donald Trump? You decide.
That is really funny, because Trump isn't jailing his political opponents, or at least trying to. That's Biden. You're right about that. The whole he's a threat to our democracy is like the funniest thing in the world, because the guy is, you know, it's this. These are all the things they told us before the last election. He got into power and didn't do any of them. But they want you to believe, like, this idea that dictators wait for a second term. It's just so laughable, you know, but this is what they're down to, Barry.
I hear you. When you're in L.A., I will be there.
Whoa, that's big deal. So I'm not even there for shows. The way it's going down is I'll be there before the 4th of July. I'm in Vegas July 5th, so we're going to be going from L.A. to Vegas. Then I'm actually on vacation until July 13th. I go to Colorado Springs for a show, and then the next day I fly to Milwaukee for the convention for Trump's and, you know, acceptance of the nomination. That's going to be pretty surreal. So we'll talk. I'd love to get together, maybe out at the Santa Monica Pier, Dino's Sports Bar, something fun.
That would be great.
There it is. All right, Barry, good call and good analysis. Tip of the cap to Barry, ladies and gentlemen. He's right when Hillary says we have a contest between a candidate who's old, who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten democracy, and another who's old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy. Okay, let's be very clear. Biden is trying to jail his political opponents, and yes, he barely makes sense when he talks. Okay, let's not mince words here, although I have a feeling he's about to.
Make sure make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone.
Oh, good God. Ah, Joe Biden.
Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Ah, the poor guy. He's a mess. Okay. He's a mess. And they're out there right now trying to sell you on the idea that we need four more years of this. Okay. You know who doesn't need four more years of this? Joe Biden.
That is correct.
He does not need to be doing this job for another 4 hours. The guy's in really bad shape. And when you start to see them gaslighting us on race this early in the process, because we're there. Okay, we are straight there. Where Biden is now making stops, where he flat out says, well, I'll tell you what's in it for black Americans. It's that, you know, the Republicans are trying to deny them the right for vote by asking for an ID. Do you know how insulting that is to black Americans? Listen to this Biden clip, clip 36.
Well, I think what's at stake for everyone, and particularly the black voters, is that our very democracy is at stake. When I ran in 2020, and the black community was really significant in my winning in the first place, when I ran in 2020, I said democracy is at stake, and the press said, oh, wait a minute, that's an exaggeration. Except the vast majority of people understood what I meant. For example, making it harder to vote. What do you need to vote? An ID card to be able to go vote, a photograph. You know, this is a once-in-a-generation for us to be able to stand up and take on the extreme division and violence that the MAGA Republicans are pushing.
You were lying your ass off.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Joe.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Okay. They're trying to make it harder for black people to vote by asking for an ID card. To go vote, you need a photograph. Okay, if you remember, Joe Biden referred to that in Georgia as Jim Crow on steroids. Worse than them burning down your house so you couldn't vote. Worse than them attacking your family so you couldn't vote. Worse than them charging you a poll tax, a literacy clause, a grandfather clause, the physical threat of violence. Joe Biden said voter ID was such a challenge to the incapable black community that this was Jim Crow on steroids.
This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Jim Crow on steroids.
This is Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes?
That's all, folks.
Looney Tunes. Jim, it's worse than Jim Crow. That's what he's down to. Never mind that the Georgia voting law that he said was worse than Jim Crow, are you ready for it? Yielded the highest voter turnout in a midterm election in the history of the state. I don't know what you know about the Jim Crow era, a shameful era in this country where the Dixiecrats, many of whom Joe Biden eulogized. Okay, Robert Byrd, member of the Klan, Strom Thurmond. Okay, these are his buddies. These are the guys he eulogized, Klan members. Okay, Joe Biden eulogized Klan members.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
That, look it up. This is not me being like a flamethrower. Look it up. Look it up. But anyway, okay. I don't know what you know about Jim Crow, but it wasn't really big on voter turnout. The whole point was to deny voter turnout. And a lot of black Americans who see through the scam are rightfully bailing on the Democratic Party. I think Harold's one of them. He's down in Raleigh. Harold!
How you doing, Mr. Fehler? I guess you can call me a MAGA Republican.
Whoa!
I have a problem with Joe Biden and the Democrats questioning our democracy. Anytime you let 15 to 20 million people into this country, mm-hmm. that is compromising your democracy, because guess what? They counted in the census, mm-hmm. and eventually some of these people are going to vote.
Yep.
Black people should be up in arms for all the stuff we've gone through since we came here. Slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, you name it, to get equal rights and to get the right to vote. We should be up in arms allowing people to waltz in here and demand the same thing that we put our blood, sweat, and tears in for 450 years. You don't hear a peep out of the Congressional Black Caucus. You don't hear a peep out of these black politicians. And where did you think these people were going to go once they came to America?
Yep.
I said to Trump's White House 4 years ago, ship them to the richest zip codes in America, and you will see a different attitude about illegal immigration.
Yep. Well, you know, it's funny. DeSantis tried that in Martha's Vineyard, and they just threw him right out.
Well, that's why I wouldn't vote for him, because he should have kept them coming. every day they should have got a plane load of people, because now all of a sudden Eric Adams realizes that, oh, this is a national problem.
Yeah.
Well, what about the people in Texas? They're getting 15, 20,000 a day.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
And these people are taxpayers. They deserve the right to secure their homes, to secure their ranches.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't wake up, well, they're already here. Mm-hmm. Black people have been displaced. The black vote is about done, because guess what? It's been diluted. We're the only demographic in this country that gives any political party more than 80% of the vote.
Yep.
Everybody else is 45, 55.
Yep.
It's pretty much right down the middle.
Yep.
We're the only ones, and if Trump wants to win this election, he didn't do it the last time. He wouldn't listen to me because I can't get to him.
I'll get him.
He should hold these press conferences in all of these major cities that look like war zones.
Yep.
And interview these young black men that can't read and write.
Yep.
And say, this is what you've been voting for 65 years. You've been giving the Democratic Party 80 to 90% of your vote. And this is what your return on investment is this.
Yep. And
he would have won the last election had he done that.
Well, I got news for you. They are going to aggressively pursue the black vote in this election because they realize that there is a message that really is connecting in the fact that it's economic. It's, you know, security based when it comes to the border. And I think most importantly, the schools, because the schools are getting the highest shaft from all of the migration because they're just overcrowding the classrooms. But Harold, I don't want to lose you to commercial break, so I'm just bidding you adieu. Great call, as always. I will pass your words over to Trump, because if he does go after the black vote, this thing is over.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
The show that sees through the bullshit.
My response is right, you know, and the stripper really likes you.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Brad, he's out in Kansas City, Missouri. Yo, Brad.
Hey, Jimmy. Bad Brad here.
Yep, my man.
Hey, question for you. Now that the primaries are over, what kind of chant can you come up with Trump? What's something catchy that you think he'd like?
Oh, that's funny. is he going to go with Make America Great Again, again, again? Because it's technically the third time running on that slogan, or do you have something for him?
I got something better. This is going way back. I had a gentleman that used to work for me that was a big-time Democrat, but when it came to illegal immigration, he was adamantly against it. And at the time, Napoleon Dynamite was huge. Mm-hmm. And remember the Vote for Pedro t-shirts?
Uh-huh.
I found one that said, Deport Pedro, and I bought it and gave it to him. So how about that as a chant?
Oh, God. In the Napoleon Dynamite sequel, Pedro gets deported and loses the class presidency.
Yeah.
Brad, you're a hell of a screenwriter. I will pass that down to our friends at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know that you'll see it on a red hat anytime soon, but at the same time, I don't know that you won't see it on a red hat anytime soon. He might like that.
Funny. Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of something I'm thinking about, and I was like, yeah, they need to come up with something catchy. So,
oh, that's funny. Well, know, I will tell you this. The border's the thing, man. Border's the issue. It's going to be the issue from now until Election Day, unless something happens.
So they need to come up with a chant based on that because that seems to be the number one issue. So, and you look back historically, you're kind of a historian. Go back to, was it Cleveland that we keep talking about? Was the first non-consecutive president?
Yep.
And what was the chant back then? It was, ha ha, or what was it? Ma ma, where's my pa? Because he fathered a child outside of wedlock.
Yep.
And then they returned back. We're off to the White House. Ha ha ha. When he won re-election.
And probably knocked up a maid. Good times on Pennsylvania Avenue. Great call, Brad. We'll do it again, brother. Yep. Gianno Caldwell around the corner. More of your calls, texts, tweets, carrier pigeons. It's all going down, girlfriend, when we come back right here on the big bed. One and only Fox Across America. Oh, girl, it is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Really quick, a shout-out to my man Brandon Cruz. He runs Damon's Barbecue just south of Houston. Brandon and I have been back and forth in the messenger and the text message and everything in between for a couple of years now. And he just gave me some phenomenal intel on my upcoming trip through New Mexico. Like, gave me, like, a legitimate, like, itinerary, like, a minute by minute. If I didn't know any better, I think he was just waiting to jump me on the side of one of these roads. But that's not who he is. He's a great dude and a great American. And he serves some phenomenal barbecue that I'm dying to get down there and eat one of these days. But as you know, I'm a TV host now, so I'm not allowed to eat. They have a shock collar on me. And they have that guy who stands in the studio and knocks the food out of my hands between commercials.
Put that cookie down now!
Joining me now on the show is a guy who could show me around Florida. I'll be there this weekend. Who knows where he's checking in from. Gianno Caldwell is on the line. Yo, yo, yo.
We here. Fox News political analyst Gianno Caldwell here, and I am going to be your tour guy. Where in Florida are you going to be?
So tomorrow night I'm in Fort Lauderdale. And
I'm going to be with, okay, tomorrow night, I'm with you.
Oh, stop.
Just tell me the times, I'm going to be there.
If you want to come, I'll get you comp seats. We got a couple of...
I appreciate that. The tickets are only $5 anyway.
You
so
stop
it's
us. You the tickets are honestly like, they're expensive and I feel bad. You know what I do?
Because you're a big time TV host now. And I would not be alone. So two tickets, please.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk offline. I'll text you offline.
I would
absolutely love to see you, and you know that. And I've been making a lot of promises on my show that you're going to do the Saturday night show. So don't make me look bad.
Yeah, a lot of promises.
Oh, that's
yet
we were just
been kept.
We've been talking about it. This is what happens on the show. Okay, I've talked to you about this offline too. We get during the week each week when we tape the Saturday night show. Obviously, you get guests that you get pitched. You get guests that you want to have on. You get guests that are like, you know, I put my kid on this weekend, stuff like that. And then you have what we call, we just call it the varsity, which is like if we have something going on of significance, you know, that's when you trot out, like, you know, the people who you know do a lot of TV, because you can't look bad. Like when we went live on the night of the South Carolina primary, it was the one weekend I didn't have my dirtbag friends on. I had like Brett Baer on. You know what I'm saying? Every other week I can put my wife on. You know, I put a guy I drove a cab with. But when we have big, big stakes, you're a big stakes guy. Does that make you the black Brett Baer? Is that how you introduce yourself to people?
Well, typically they call me the black Big Bird. But here we are. 6'3".
All right. Well,
you know, and I talk a lot of stuff.
Yes,
so
you do.
Here we are.
Well, let's have this chat. Yeah. Okay, Biden's getting ready to give a State of the Union tonight. What's the word on Sesame Street, Black Big Bird? What do the people think?
Well, I think for Joe Biden, his goal, his number one goal tonight should be to all Americans, I am alive. This is not a hologram.
Oh, no.
Because we don't really know. You know, sometimes you don't really understand what he's thinking, and sometimes he doesn't understand what he's thinking. So at the same time, he needs to be able to show the American people that he has the stamina and the mental acuity to continue on for another 4 years. And right now, absent that this is a pre-recorded event, I'm not sure if he's able to actually demonstrate that. And that's where it becomes very problematic for him and the Democrats. Many are very nervous. As you might have even seen just recently, he did an event with Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And as he was walking into this event and shaking hands, he had to hold on to somewhat of a banister, if you will, just to ensure that he wouldn't fall. And you can just tell he's a very frail old man who clearly does not have the stamina to be president. And people often compare Donald Trump's age and Joe Biden. Donald Trump might as well be a 50-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy's super sharp still.
Yep.
I mean, he moves around great. You don't think that he's lost in a movie theater bathroom. Like, it's a whole thing with Donald Trump that makes sense.
I think he's lost
Joe
in
Biden,
a movie theater
so
bathroom.
Right, you know.
Ah, oh, Gianno Colwell's on the phone. He always makes me laugh, but that's just funny. No, I agree. You see, what they're trying to do on the left is they're trying to make it about age instead of condition. You know, they keep going, well, Biden's old. Trump's only 4 years younger. But to your point, it has nothing to do with the number and everything to do with the guy.
Exactly right.
I mean, if you look at the Carfax on Joe Biden, would you purchase this vehicle for 4 years?
I mean, the question is, when you pull off the lot, is it going to be going into the shop? Like when I was younger, my grandmother, she didn't, you know, bless her heart, she didn't have the best of credit. So we would go to these lots where you would, you know, buy these really cheap cars and they would mark them up.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get to the house, it's putting out. And that's what Joe Biden is. He's a putter. He's putting out. You know, he can't, you know, they're hoping that he's going to be able to really live through this and breathe through this, but who knows? You don't know.
And they are gouging
you on this guy.
They're gouging you on that interest rate, too, like in real life.
They really do. And it's cash only.
There's still an interest rate. That's funny. There's a comic, John Laster, okay? Not particularly famous, but he's a very funny guy. He did a bit. He's like, he says he performs on a lot of hood shows. Gianno, he goes, dude, he's like, I've been doing a lot of hood shows lately. He's like, and they're always on some bullshit, you know? He goes, the other day, he's like, the promoter was like, John, I got to fine you $500 for being late. And he's like, dude, I rode here with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're getting tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale. Meet me, Gianno Colwell, Fox News political analyst,
and
the headliner, Jimmy Failla.
For real, I'm gonna get you tickets. Are you gonna hang out in the green room before the show?
I'm gonna hang out. I won't be alone.
Oh,
you'll be surprised by who I bring with me. But
it's gonna be
a very exciting night for everyone. Have all, you know, all the Fox News fans come out.
Listen,
I'll be there to support you.
I'm going to have some high-profile Fox talent in the audience that I can't even name on the air. I'm not kidding. Tomorrow night.
Wow.
And then at my early show Saturday. I'm in Ponte Vedra. They added an extra show that's early. It's like 5 o'clock. But that show, oddly enough, is the one all of our Fox friends can go to. So I'm going to have a gallery.
What is the name of the city?
Ponte Vedra. Ponte, P-O-N-T.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, you hanging out with my ex-girlfriend?
Whoa! With any luck. A guy can dream. I kid.
I kid, too.
I'm laughing, though. So the other thing I was going to add. Earlier in the week, Charles Barkley was stunting on Republicans. He's like, he'd punch any black guy with a MAGA shirt on in the face. But he seems to have found Jesus a little bit later in the service, because yesterday he flat out said, the Democrats, and this is almost like he read your book, okay? He said the Democrats just show up to the hood every 4 years and pretend they care about black people. Is that not the entire ethos of your book?
Yes. Taken for granted, how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. And yes, I go deeply into that as I started and I got involved in politics when I was 14. And oftentimes you would see every election year they come in and say, okay, we, you know, this is what's going on. Everything's prevented from happening, meaning all the positive change we can make in the community can't happen because of racism. Mm-hmm. But in those neighborhoods, growing up on the south side of Chicago, as we call the trenches, so that's the deep hood of the south side of Chicago, they would often blame it on the white Democrats in City Hall. They would say they are the problem. There was no white Republicans to blame at that point. So, you know, I guess that's the reason for it. But, yeah, the truth of the matter is those folks, black folks, have been taken for granted. But the interesting part of it is the immigration issue. 70% of Americans believe that Joe Biden has mishandled that issue. I'm sure the number is even bigger than even that 70%. And African Americans will probably be 100% in that camp of folks who believe that he's mishandled this issue, especially on the south side of Chicago, where you got people who are saying, I am going to vote for a Republican for the first time in my life.
Yep.
Many people are saying that to the degree that it may actually turn Illinois into a purple state.
I mean, that's insane.
In Chicago, in Cook County is the surrounding county of Chicago. If you get 20% of Cook County, you win the race. That's how Republicans run it up statewide.
Yeah.
So if Trump is able to get 20% of those folks, he can win Illinois.
That's insane. That is insane.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me. We're talking to Giano Caldwell. The book is called Taken for Granted. It's a great read. We've discussed it multiple times on the show. But when you really dial into how the border is impacting inner cities around the country, it's a giant middle finger to the black community because it's overcrowding schools. Obviously, there's a crime issue. And then as it pertains to actual municipal resources, they're all going to migrants. Like Denver's talking about laying off city workers and closing a hospital because they can't afford the crisis. Like, in what world, this is what I'm so fascinated by, G, like, in what world do they think this is okay? Is it that they just believe they have that big of a monopoly on the black vote? Like, what do you attribute it to?
Well, so you got to keep in mind, traditionally, a lot of the black voters that came from the South, you know, they experienced Jim Crow and all these other negative policies, which were brought on by Democrats. Mm-hmm. But somehow someone flipped the switch to start blaming Republicans for it, and they just went with it.
Yep.
So you got this older set of voters who would vote for Democrats regardless. Like the loyalty existed no matter what the Democrats have done.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have this younger group of voters, especially young black men, who are just simply fed up with voting for Democrats and get nothing in return.
Yep.
Black women still continue to vote for them. And then we also got to keep in mind, too, beyond the immigration issue, Trump has been for decades loved by the black community. You can look at old clips of him in the studio with G-Unit, 50 Cent and his crew, while they're laying down tracks. Like, this has been a guy who's been an extraordinarily popular figure while I was growing up. I'm sure it exists for not just black folks, obviously all cultures, where they wanted to be Donald Trump or wanted to be as rich as him. There was somebody that they really liked.
And
a lot of rap songs. And I'll tell you, people still respect him. You heard what Snoop Dogg recently said. I got none but respect for Donald Trump. And there's been many other folks, despite what they may have said at the height of the 2020 election, they've changed their minds, and rightfully so. Donald Trump is the only person right now, the only person. The race is between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. We saw what Joe Biden has done with 3.5 years. We saw what Donald Trump was able to accomplish in 4 years. And now we need to get back on track. He's the only person that can do that. So I got to keep saying that because the numbers don't lie. We were better off with Donald Trump than any with Joe Biden and even presidents before that. Yep. He has to come back in office and get us back straight.
You're damn right he does, Gianno Caldwell. And we were all better off if we got tickets to see Jimmy in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night, because now Gianno Caldwell.
That's right. Where are you going to be, Jimmy?
It's the Amaturo Theater. I will text you your tickets offline. You better be there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wanted for the audience. I wanted them to know.
He's just trying to get chicks at the bar. We know how this works. Plug your Instagram and I'll let you go. What do you got?
Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Gianno Caldwell. G-I-A-N-N-O. Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
See you
and
in
I
the
look
green
forward
room
to seeing you tomorrow.
Let's go. There he goes. The great Gianno Caldwell. Buckle up. We are hanging out tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale.
So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
You're listening to the best dad on the radio.
Can't believe you forgot my birthday.
You're with Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. They're playing Bang Your Head. You know who's banging their head? My cousin Cindy. It's Cindy's birthday today. She's down in Florida. I'm going to see her Saturday night in Ponte Vedra. She's probably day drunk right now, knowing Cindy. But it is her birthday. So happy birthday to my cousin Cindy. If anybody runs into her, see a chick in a Duran Duran t-shirt getting thrown out of an Irish pub somewhere in Florida, that is my cousin Cindy. Happy birthday to cousin Cindy. It is, of course, a national holiday in my house because cousin Cindy was like my cooler older cousin who, you know, taught me how to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes when I was like 8 years old. I'm not even...
That's true. That is true.
I wish I was kidding. Most of you people turn 21 and went out and get drunk. By the time I turned 21, I was trying to quit drinking. It was a completely different experience. Joining us now on the line, all the way out in Ventura, California, Robert has a plan on the Senate race. Robert!
Jimmy, what's up? Checking in from the West Coast, buddy.
Oh, I love that, man. How's it going out there?
It's going great. Hey, I got to show. Gotta say, great show Saturday night.
Oh, thanks,
and
man.
I love Gianno. Gianno is such a great man. Love him.
He's a good dude, man. And his book, like if you actually read it, like he's basically saying things a lot of black commentators are saying now, but he was saying them like 8 years ago. Which is, you know, the Democrats show up to the hood and they act like they care. And then the minute they get the vote, they're just gone. Like, can you imagine how hard immigration is screwing inner cities right now?
Absolutely. It's horrible.
Do you think that bodes well for your Senate race in California? What do you think?
Yes, it does. I think the Republicans had a good little turnout in California. I'd say we did good. Gave Steve Garvey some good votes and giving Shifty Schiff a little run for his money.
Well, Shifty Schiff is such a dirtbag. And the idea, okay, that, you know, the Republicans could take that seat was probably unfathomable 4 years ago. But the
Absolutely.
Way that, yeah, but they really have, like, on a substantive level, they've really screwed people with these policies. I actually, like, we're trying to get Garvey on the Saturday Night Show, too. Like, I want to get him on and you know, just let people hear what he has to say, because obviously he's a very sharp dude. But bigger than that is basic common sense. Just the smallest modicum of common sense would govern better than anything we have.
Absolutely would govern better. Yes. Plus, you know what? I went to see him at the Dodger Stadium when I was a little man. Mm-hmm. And oh, God, love the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's the man.
Hey, I got to say, let me say one thing here. I'm having a hard time with even trying to watch the State of the Union address tonight because it's so hard for me to take in, because all he's going to do is just say a bunch of lies, blame everything on the Republicans. Thank God Trump is monitoring it in real time tonight so he can have replies to the lies. So I think I'm going to let Trump take over for me tonight, and I'm not even going to watch it.
That's funny. Well, I will tell you something. I'm going to watch it. I'll talk about this later before the end of the show. I have a reason to watch it. It's not a good one, but I'll be there. Robert, I love it, man. Have a great weekend. My man. Michael, we're under a minute right now out in Brooklyn Heights, Ohio. Michael!
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on, my man? I'm over here in beautiful state of Ohio, home of your beautiful and talented wife, Jenny Fala.
Oh, get out of here. What are you doing in Jenny Fala territory? You driving the truck?
Yes, started in Mentor a little while ago, and now I'm headed to Brooklyn Heights.
What?
Do you know where that is?
Yes, of course I do. Not far from Cleveland.
There you go.
Come on. That's it,
my man. I'm hoping to have time to swing down and get some QP burger goodness, but we'll see how that works out.
Whoa. So wait, let's talk about this, though. Does that put you on 71? Does it put you off? You're off 80. I'm trying to think of what road you're on.
Well, right now I'm on 90 heading towards Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, they kind of merge and become the same thing. I just wanted to talk highways. We're up against a commercial break. I'm sure you had a brilliant point as always, Michael.
It's just nice. Have a good one, man.
You too, brother. Just nice to hear your voice. Michael, eyes back on the road. Lincoln Fala joining us in the next hour. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Fala.
Here we go. Here we go. Coming to you live from the greatest country in the world. Broadcasting from the tippy top of the world famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. Big hour of Fox Across America with Jimmy Fala. It is, in fact, my final hour hosting the show this week. I know a lot of people are down in the dumps about that, but here's a news flash. While I am traveling, I will call in for an hour tomorrow. See that? It ain't all bad, unless you're working on the White House press team right now, in which case you are shooting up the president with B-12 or at least mixing the cocktail, getting the biggest font allowable by law into the teleprompter, and praying to the good Lord above, maybe even the sweet baby Jesus himself, that Joe Biden gets through this speech in some semblance of English, okay? And I can't promise you that's a solid bet.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Big trouble, okay? Joe Biden is a disaster.
I agree with that.
And in every sense of the word, we are watching a State of the Union tonight that is an audition. It's an audition to stay on the ticket. They need him to have a strong night. They need to hope and pray it resonates with the American people. He hits a couple of big shots. But I got news for you, man. His State of the Unions haven't rated well. They're not going to rate any higher tonight other than a lot of people watching for the NASCAR curiosity factor. And that's the reality of what we're doing right now. It's sad, but we're being led by a man who, when he speaks publicly, the only people who watch are the ones who watch NASCAR in case something goes wrong. That's most of the Biden presidency can be summed up by. It's bad, okay? I opened my show today, okay, playing a clip from Joe Scarborough that is so laughably funny. And it's straight performance art. Like, Joe Scarborough is one of the guys trying to make the second term happen. He wants Obama to win. Joe Scarborough hates Donald Trump with all the fiber in his being. Why? Why, Jimmy? Come on. Why? Wasn't Joe Scarborough a Republican at one point? Guys, an MSNBC Republican is like a chicken that works on the board at Popeyes. You can call them a chicken, but I promise they're not looking out for their fellow chickens' best interests.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
But it's special for Joe Scarborough. Okay, because Donald Trump was his homie. He was his pal. He used to do his show all the time. He used to hang out at Mar-a-Lago. And then one day, Donald Trump eclipsed him as a media figure and became the most omnipotent name in the history of politics. Trump is a one-word name that is known on literally every corner of this globe. Okay, like him, hate him, anything in between, he's the most famous person on the planet Earth right now. That's just reality. If you're Joe Scarborough and you grew up in a world where you're the most important person who's ever lived in your little, you know, fiefdom, where you've got a staff of 40 people that you can scream at behind the scenes between commercials and be treated like some type of a god, even though nobody likes or respects you. Okay. The reality is you enjoy the charade of them playing along and treating you like a big deal. If you're Joe Scarborough and you have that many insecurities, you do run, okay, on that type of pulling rank, cutting people down type of vibe. That's who he is. And the fact that Trump is so much more significant than him now, and he did it with policies Republicans like Joe Scarborough used to support, which is put America first. Stop getting ripped off by our NATO allies. Secure our border. Support the men and women in uniform. Everything Donald Trump ran on are things that initially got Joe Scarborough elected to Congress when he ran. You couldn't run for Congress 20 years ago as a Republican and say you wanted an open border. You couldn't run on phasing out fossil fuel production, supporting a party that defunded the police. If you ran as a Republican like that 20 years ago,
get him out of here. Get him out.
Straight up. So you understand Donald Trump, who Joe Scarborough would have you believe is the worst human being who ever lived, an existential threat to our democracy. Donald Trump is pitching policies that Joe Scarborough grew up supporting.
Bingo.
So think of how personal this must be for him to have the hatred that he does. It's not the policies. It's personal. But here is Scarborough with a straight face yesterday trying to make this Biden thing work because he hates Trump that much. Saying Joe, I'm going to play you two clips saying this is as sharp as Biden has ever been. Let's start there. Clip 8.
I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say.
That was embarrassing.
Oh, no. You see, the reason, you know, it's because he's a hothead. That's the problem. The reason he says things that aren't English, okay, is the guy is this is, I mean, this is just a hothead talking here.
A three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
J, a three-letter word, J-O-B-S. That's a four-letter word. Okay, that was 10 years ago. But Joe Scarborough wants you to believe he's getting better with age. Listen to clip 9.
I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
This is the sharpest Biden's ever been. Okay, just for funskies, I'll play you some old Biden clips, and we can juxtapose them against new ones. You can tell me if this is the sharpest Biden has ever been. Okay, for instance, 2 years before Biden came out in favor of gay marriage, Biden was trashing the idea of gay marriage. Tell me if this Joe Biden sounds less sharper or more sharper.
I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
Now, you know, you might agree with his former stance on gay marriage. You might not. But I think you'd have to admit that's coherently strung together thought. That's spoken with a predictable cadence, no meandering. It's just a guy having a talk. Okay? Fast forward to today. Joe Scarborough wants you to believe this is the sharpest guy.
You know, the rapidly rising in with I don't know.
I mean, come on, Scarborough.
If you like Biden so much, name three of his complete sentences.
You can't name all new ones. The guy's a disaster, okay? And he's obviously gotten progressively worse. But Joe Scarborough, okay, is such a shameless shill for the Democratic Party that he's willing to say anything if he thinks it'll hurt Donald Trump.
Bingo, man, bingo.
And that's why they're trying to take this away, this lane of concern when it surrounds Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a guy that's been known as an idiot for as long as he's been in politics. Let's go back to, I don't know, 1987. 1987. Let's start there.
One of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech And apparently, he quoted a, I think it was a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. And then the press got on him, and then he was charged also with taking part of Bobby Kennedy's speeches. And Biden says, not to worry, he reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
That's 1987. That's good Carson. That's vintage Carson. Biden had to drop out in 87 for plagiarism and for lying. Do you remember this?
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
So I guess we have some issues.
That's 87. 1987. Okay, but again, yes, he got thrown out of the race for plagiarizing and for lying and everything in between. But for whatever you think of it, verbally, he's a lot sharper. Okay, Joe Scarborough wants you to believe that guy isn't as sharp as this guy. Let's hear clip 14.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies into Ukraine.
Wrong country.
And seek to continue to open up other avenues into Ukraine, including
wrong country.
The possibility of a Marine corridor to deliver large amounts of humanitarian assistance.
So that's Biden reading off a note card and getting the country wrong twice. Woo! But Joe Scarborough, performance artist that he is, you don't understand. This is the sharpest Biden ever. So embarrassing. Nancy is in Tyler, Texas, listening on KTBB. Nancy!
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How you living, boo?
Oh, you know, surviving and thriving.
Oh, I love that. You know, I'm going to be in Dallas June 7th. You better show up.
Heck yeah, I'm showing up.
That's the spirit. We are hanging. It's a big one. I actually, like, I'm not kidding, though. In addition to the show, I have to miss a huge Fox News personality's birthday party. And they're going to kill me for not going. So I have to justify it by I have to have, like, the greatest night in the history of my life or I'm really going to be in hot water.
Dallas. It's Dallas. We're kicking.
Let's go. Let's go.
They're going to be envious of us.
Love that spirit. Love it. All right, Nancy, tell me what I need to know about tonight's party.
All right. So tonight's party, listen up, because we got to have fun. If we're going to listen to our bumbling idiot of a president, let's make this interesting, okay? Okay, so every time he says MAGA, we take a shot.
Oh, no. We might drop dead, though. You know, the problem, because that's all they're going to run on. It's going to be MAGA, white supremacy, you know, threat to democracy. How much do you think, you're talking about us drinking. How much do you think his press team is drinking right now?
Oh, they should be in AA. I mean, it's either going to be MAGA, white supremacists, or what the heck did he say? You know?
This is not good. It's a rough night to be a sign language interpreter.
It is. Bless their hearts. I mean, I couldn't do it.
No, I don't know that they can. I think you're going to see a sign language interpreter shrug at least 3 times and then go to Google. I don't have high hopes. But I have high hopes for the 7th. You've convinced me. We're doing it, Nance.
Oh, of course. We are doing it.
I can't wait, girlfriend.
Boots and all.
Oh, you know, I'm going to wear the right boots. The Majestic's a big, fancy theater. So I'll give you the deluxe, I promise.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, girlfriend. Have a great night tonight. Good luck with all the booze. Take care. There it is. Hey, we're talking about going to Jimmy Fallon shows. Bree's on the line in Georgia. Yo, Bree.
What's up? I'm looking for Lincoln's father.
Lincoln will be on in a little bit. You're in Georgia. You're on the highway. Mikey said you're going somewhere of interest.
We are. We're going down to a concert hall in Ponte Vedra.
Oh, stop it.
My favorite dude.
Oh, you're going to the show. Mikey didn't tell me that. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. That's why we're driving, going to visit some friends, and then we're going to come hang out with you.
Oh, I love this.
But what I wanted to tell you is I was born and raised about 4 River Rat stops down from Ambridge.
Oh, in PA.
In Pennsylvania, yes, sir.
Oh, my God. My Uncle Sam and the Polish Falcons are loving this. They're listening on Beaver County Radio right now, or WJAS. Those are their people.
Called everybody when you announced your new station up there and told them, get on and listen.
Wow, I knew I was getting ratings somehow. I didn't realize it was you. I owe you money, Bree.
You do. You don't know how many I pulled in.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we're going to find out tomorrow night at the bar. I'm excited to hang. It's going to be a really good show. Are you going to the early show or the late show?
The late show.
Okay, all right, good. Well, then we'll have plenty of time to hang afterwards, too. I look forward. And assuming I get out of Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night, I got a lot of Fox dirtbags coming to that show.
I heard.
Yeah, I got to. And then we just added Gianno Caldwell to the mix, and he's a mess. So we got to bring some extra security to get Jimmy home at a reasonable hour, because I got 2 shows and a road trip on Saturday.
That's right. We want you in good shape when we get you.
No, I'll be ready. By the time I get out of that last show, though, that's when I bottom out. It's the last show of the weekend that you do it in. That's what happened to me in Sacramento last week, too. We got through the late show. I had an early flight, like a 5 a.m.er. But a couple of fans found me in the hotel, and we just wound up shutting it down. So get your game face on, Bree. We got work to do. The great Bree, back after this.
Watch Jimmy's new show Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Here's the cold hard truth for Joe Biden heading into the State of the Union. It comes courtesy of Steve Kornacki at MSNBC. He did not pull a Joe Scarborough and pretend that Joe Biden is the sharpest that he's ever been.
That was embarrassing.
Was it ever? Here is Kornacki telling the truth about the relationship between Trump and his base and Biden and his. Clip 19.
I'm sure there is an issue here with some chunk of Haley's voters who are gettable for Trump. And in a close election, close general election, that can matter a lot. But in the context of what we're seeing in the general election, the one who has the issue right now with the base is more Biden than Trump. Because this is from the New York Times poll. They asked folks, hey, you voted for Trump in 2020. Are you still with Donald Trump? 97% of his 2020 voters say they're still with him. Ask Biden's 2020 voters, are you still with Biden? The number is 85% there. So at least right now in the general election polling, it's Trump who's taking more from Biden's voters than Biden who's taking from Trump's voters.
Biden sucks.
No, but seriously, think about that. Trump is peeling off Democrats and independents at a, you know, relatively small clip, but 12% is significant. Just the same, because Trump isn't losing Republican support. You know, Haley had a lot of support in these primaries, but they were Democrats predominantly. Now, you still need them because the moderates, the independents, they swing elections. But when it comes down to brass tacks, 75% of the country thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. It's really hard as an Uber driver to keep getting hired if 75% of your passengers say you drove down the wrong way on the highway. But that's what we're dealing with right now.
Biden is such a disaster.
Is he ever? So make no mistake about it. You're watching a little bit of an audition. And a lot of the things they claim are victories don't matter to most Americans. The things that matter to Americans get made fun of by Democrats. Remember the clip I played you of Jen Psaki and Joy Reid laughing? Okay, give it to you again. Clip 24.
And if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue.
Yes.
I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build the wall. Like, what?
I mean, goodness gracious.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, fired up on a Thursday. We're bringing on my son, Lincoln Failla, in the very next break on this here show. And I'll tell you, me and Lincoln Man fired up. I'm going to talk, you know, politics, sports, whatever the hell he's up to. Lincoln is on the show this Saturday night. He will be on Fox News Saturday night making his debut, his long overdue debut on the show. I know the radio fans are big Lincoln Fela fans. He has a little bit of a following on the road. It's usually weird people. What's Lincoln smell like? You know, stuff like that. But the last serious point I wanted to make before we bring in the Link Man in the next break is you really do need to watch this State of the Union tonight, if for no other reason than it's a presidential equivalent of a NASCAR race. You know, when you're watching a NASCAR race, Daytona 500 is a good example. You know they're always going to be under caution with, like, the last 20 laps to go because, you know, they're driving too close, people are drafting, you wound up getting that spectacular car wreck. Well, sadly, we're living in an America where the State of the Union now holds the same appeal as the Daytona 500. People have no idea, okay, where this dude's going to go.
Biden is such a disaster.
Totally, okay? It's not normal. You tune into the State of the Union traditionally, there's a lot of pomp. There's a lot of forced applause, you know, that whole standing and things like that, and, you know, a little political back and forth. And it's something I enjoy in terms of the majesty of the event. It's been going on since the beginning of the country. But there's this other element to this year's in that you're clearly watching Biden audition to stay on this ticket. You know, when you look at how historically unpopular he is, when you look at how upside down he is in the key metrics that decide this race, there's no way to look at this tonight and not think, okay, Joe Biden is kind of fighting for his political life because people just don't know if he'll get the job done.
A three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
Okay, he couldn't count to three. That was a 10-year-old clip I just played you. It's a 12-year-old clip. So the modern version of that, I promise you, hasn't gotten any better despite the things Joe Scarborough tried telling us. Joe Scarborough getting on the TV saying this is the sharpest Biden has ever been.
That was embarrassing.
I started the show by talking about it. I will end the semi-serious portion of the show talking about it. I genuinely feel for people like Joe Scarborough who are engaged in activist propaganda as broadcasters because it's a really difficult way to live your life because you find yourself in these positions where it's really gotta hurt to get in front of a TV camera and say Joe Biden is sharp.
I agree with that.
Like, it's got to hurt, okay? If you have any dignity, like Whitney Houston once sang, no matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. She had never watched Joe Scarborough talk about Joe Biden being the sharpest he's ever been.
Correctamundo.
Oh, yeah, no. You know, the guy who shakes hands with the invisible people? No, he's sharp as hell. The guy who quits talking in the middle of a sentence because he's finished? No, this guy's good. Just because the sign language interpreter shrugged twice during his last speech doesn't mean he's not all there. That's what you're dealing with. So what I find so fabulous about the majesty of tonight is you'll get an unflinchingly honest critique from Fox. If Biden gives a good speech, some people will praise it. It's happened on our air in the past. Okay, but no matter what speech he gives on CNN or MSNBC, they're going to be out there telling you it's the greatest speech you've ever seen in your life.
People aren't buying it, CNN, you dumb bastards.
But no, they sure are continuing to sell it. So for that reason alone, you've got a phenomenal choose-your-own-adventure coming your way tonight when we go live. Because if you want them to do well, you'll throw on MSNBC or CNN. If you just want the truth, you'll check out Fox. And if you just want a good time, you'll stick around on this show because Lincoln Fela joins us next and we're going to burn it down.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fela.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fela and joining us now on the show, a man who will be making his TV debut on my show this Saturday night. I am talking about George from Queens, Lincoln Fela in the house. Hey, man.
What's up?
Am I crazy for having you on?
Nah, I think it's long overdue.
Well, you want to have a laugh? So what the staff has been working on this morning before I came down to the radio studio to carry this program before, you know, I carry the other one. I'm clearly carrying the whole channel at this point. If you're a Fox employee and your check cleared this week, you're welcome. I kid. But we're trying to figure out how to describe you. In TV, we have Chiron. So you see the person's name. Like, if I was on another show, it would say Jimmy Fela. And underneath me, obviously, best broadcaster who ever lived. Mm. But what I'm saying is, what should it say underneath you on the screen?
Social media influencer.
Is that what you consider yourself?
Yeah.
Prankster, stunt double, I would say fairly lucky kid. I mean, you hit the parent lottery. Good for you. I think you did okay. How you feel, though? You fired up for Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's going to have the belt in our family after Saturday? Right now, Mommy is very popular. She's had two appearances on the show.
Well, it was one of them was because I couldn't be there.
Is that true? Yeah. So she's had two appear, but they both went well. Like, executives go like, oh, no, your wife's really good on a show. Do you think they're just being nice, or do you think Mommy's? Could you concede that Mommy has some chops? Because she does.
Your leadoff hitter doesn't always hit the most home runs.
So does that make you the number three hitter? Like in the Jackson 3, if we refer to our family as the Jackson 3, they say you bat your best hitter third. So where do you bat, first or second?
Probably second for now.
Okay.
For now.
But you could see yourself eclipsing me. Because I would love it if you did. Like if I could be one of those fat, abusive stage dads where you just perform and I critique your performance and develop a pill addiction that you finance with your earnings. Like I would do. Don't you feel like you owe me one of those?
Probably.
Considering how well you've been raised. If you hit it big, shouldn't you kind of float your dad so I could go down to the dog track and recapture some of my lost glory?
Yeah.
I like this. I like the way you think. So let's get into it, Link, man. It's Thursday. It's your last, you just wrapped up or you're about to wrap up when you get back to class. Is this your last day of what, the week?
Yeah.
Why are you off Friday?
Parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, God. Is yours having theirs in a bar this year?
No.
It's going to be a straight up.
My mom's going to the bar after, but.
Your mom's going to therapy. I mean, your teacher's going to therapy. So how many of your teachers have committed suicide? I'm kidding. They're all fine. How are you as a student this year? I kind of pay attention.
I'm a good student. I try. I put in the effort. Sometimes the effort doesn't always show. But hard work beats talent when talent doesn't beat hard work.
So what are you saying?
I'm telling you, it's getting better.
You make a lot of plays that don't show up in the box score.
No, I'm a regular season hero. I do all the classwork. I get great on all the classwork, the homework, all that. And then when it's test time, I fold.
You're not winning the big game.
I'm trying.
What's this about?
No idea.
I was the opposite. I didn't even show up to class, but I was a good test taker. And what is this, math?
Yeah, anything. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but across the board, what would you say? I mean, you're passing, no?
No, my worst grade, I'm still passing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, because Mommy's concerned. Like, she's, you know. See, I've seen two ads to sell you on Craigslist this week alone. We can't get any bites. I've tried. I've tried everything on the web. I set up a dating profile for your mom. No bites. I can't get rid of this chick. I kid. Lincoln Fail is in studio. We're previewing his big Saturday night debut. It's Fox News Saturday Night. I mean, you're going on the number one rated comedy show in the country on a Saturday night. That's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty happening, right? Did you tell your dirtbag friends or no? You're just going to let them stumble across it? Because it's a weird flex that you're on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I
used to... It's a hard way to bring it up. I'm on TV!
Yeah, no, you feel like a jerk, don't
you?
It's so funny because whenever I run into like a stranger on a plane, they're like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, I play piano in a whorehouse. I don't know what to tell them. It's uncomfortable to say TV. You know, you're like, they're like, oh, get out of here. And then they
talk. Oh, I love Fox.
That's funny.
I'm going to kill you.
It's not like that. The way it is everybody, even if they don't, they say they don't like Fox. The minute they hear you're on TV, because TV is cool. We grew up watching TV. They actually do become nice. Like, I am yet to meet a jerk other than one, for real. I had one hostess at a wet restaurant who hated Fox News, who was really nasty to me, and I didn't know it's because I worked here. And then it kind of, you know, I kind of figured it out and just.
Do you eat the food?
No. Are you crazy? Listen, like, there's things you need to know in life. Like, if someone addresses you as, like, say, Mr. Fox News, Mr. Fox News, not because they like Fox News. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were made the honor roll and then someone referred to you as, like, Mr. Honor Roll, it's because you did something stupid, and they're mocking your presence on the honor roll, you know what I'm saying? So we get a little bit of that. But no, for the most part, everybody you meet is cool because the vibe you give out is what you get back. It's very much life. Like, if you're nice to people in the hallways at the school, people that see you are going to be nice back. You know what I'm saying? Do you find that? Yeah. I mean, if you're a jerk, you're going to meet jerks, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So let me know everything I need to know before we get into this weekend TV hit. What's the sports news of the week?
My favorite third baseman of all time announces retirement, Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson.
Legend.
With the mullet.
First ballot Hall of Fame. Not because of his Yankee tenure, but.
But for what? For getting ejected from games?
Ejections, everything. Dirty plays, interviews, bat breaking.
Josh Allen was kind of the Kenny Powers. You've never watched Eastbound and Down. You would love it so much. Kenny Powers is a character in Eastbound and Down that's kind of like an arrogant a-hole of a relief pitcher, Josh Donaldson would be the third base equivalent, always getting thrown out of games. Kind of takes himself a little too seriously, no?
Yeah.
So are you sad that Josh Donaldson's gone?
Well, he didn't do anything on the Yankees, but his personality.
You like the peppy, you know, fiery.
I like the bat flip on non-home runs.
Josh Donaldson. Josh is shaking his head yes in the booth. Our Josh. Josh Donaldson flips his bat out of the batter's box on, like, balls that get caught by the second baseman. Like, it's so comedic, his bat flips, right? And I guess we'll miss that. He led the Yankees in bat flips on non-home runs.
Yeah.
That was his one stat.
I think he had the worst batting average by a lot, like 115.
What I mean, 115.
That's not even a joke, though.
I know, but on the Yankees last year, that was a good average.
That was. You were hitting like 4 or 5.
How do the Yankees look this year so far?
Such a deep lineup.
You feel good about it? It's early.
Hey, when you can bat Stanton 6th or 7th, you're doing something right.
He's talking about Giancarlo Stanton, who's our big ogre of a designated hitter, who's jacked. He hits the sickest line drive home runs you've ever seen.
Once every 10 days, and that's his only 2 hits out of the 10 days.
He also gets, like, hurt during the national anthem. Yeah. Like, the guy's very injury prone. Mm-hmm. But speaking of brittle humans, Joe Biden, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see Big Don clinch the nomination?
Big Don had a clean sweep of all the Super Tuesday.
So if we do, I mean, yeah, Nate, he ran Nikki Haley out of town. She finally got
the
memo.
I saw this thing. He's leading Biden by like at least like 6 or 7% in every swing state.
In the states that matter, he's kicking Biden's ass right now. And do you think the Democrats are panicked a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They might bring out TV Newsom.
With his fancy hair? Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom puts on hair gel with like a soup ladle. He's putting on a lot of gel. Yeah. Michelle Obama announced this week she doesn't want to run. Can you blame her?
Did Michelle Obama announce she's playing men's basketball?
You stop it. You can't say that. Don't say that on TV. I would probably get in trouble for that. But there's a whole, that's like a very popular trend on Twitter is people accuse her of being a man. It's obviously not true. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, she's not. But she wants nothing to do with running for president.
Just like how that swimmer's a girl who shattered all the girls' records.
You going Leah Thomas on me? Leah Thomas, who was Will Thomas, right? This is how much of a scam it is for men to swim against biological women. Leah Thomas, as a man, was ranked over 400th in the country. Jumps in the pool as a woman and goes to number one immediately. Does that not tell you the men have an advantage?
I mean, if you have a girl try and hit a fastball, it's not going to go well.
That's true. We've seen it when you tried out. Hey, there it is! Bang! Jimmy's got jokes. I kid. We're talking to the link, man. But no, it's a scam. I mean, when you think of this, think of it this way. The winner of the men's marathon in New York City Marathon, the male winner beats the women by 13 minutes. Dude, that's like, in a marathon terms, it's almost 4 miles. That's crazy. That's like 3.5 miles in the male marathon. So there's no way you couldn't tell me they have an advantage, especially because it's New York, where the women are running faster because they're getting chased.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little faster in New York, are they not? You were just there. You went to where? The ballet?
Yeah.
And Lincoln had the same observation every school kid does the first time they go to the ballet. It's that the male dancers are wearing very tight pants. Mm-hmm. Did you tip them? Did you feel like you owed a little bit for the effort?
It was definitely one of those unexpected things where everyone just goes,
We went to see, when I was a kid, we went to see the Nutcracker. I didn't realize how many nuts were involved.
So it's called the Nutcracker. I'm like, now.
You want to untuck that shirt, buddy? Baryshnikov, whatever the hell your name is. But how did you like the ballet as a whole?
I mean, I had no idea what was going on. I was just like there.
A lot of hopping around. You got to be in good shape, though. Did you know Lynn Swann, Steelers Hall of Fame receiver, did ballet? And that's why he was so athletic. Jumping
Probably.
And catching balls, running. No, he was. He's very graceful. Lynn Swann was at a little bit of a background in ballet, so it's not a bad thing. But back to the election really quick. So Big Don, okay, and we're going to get into the Saturday night. You need to reveal Saturday night who Trump's VP should be. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you till then to think about it. But that's what you owe the Fox Across America audience, because they're excited to watch you on TV. They've heard you on this show since you were calling in under a different name. And, you know, they're excited. They're proud of you. They're fired up. So we need to give them, the radio listeners, some like inside access, some things they can look forward to that the TV audience doesn't know is coming. So what should we do on the show that's special? VP pick, what else?
Gender reveal. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Gender reveal. That's funny. I always do a joke in my act about how I'd rather go to a report card reveal because you'd know more about the kid. Like, yeah. Don't tell us what it is. Just give, you know, wait like 5 years.
Yeah.
Three D's and an F. It's a stripper. You know, that whole thing. And that would be fun. So you'll get, all right, so we won't get a gender reveal. You'll get a vice presidential reveal. They'll probably get some sports knowledge out of you. Can they do like an ask me anything like we do with Off the Meter with the Fox people? Yeah. Can I have them submit questions? Mm-hmm. Will you answer questions?
Oh yeah, I'm a big question.
For real?
Yeah.
So if I tell the audience to send in any Lincoln question they have, you're down to do that like I do with Ask a Cabbie?
Yeah.
That could end bad. Will you answer them honestly?
Every question, yeah. I'm good with answering real life questions on the spot.
You think you're gonna
I'm better at real life than I am at school, and that's something like you should prioritize, real life over school. Obviously you'd rather be good at the thing that's going to last you 70 more years than the thing that's going to last you 15.
Oh, yeah, and there's no argument there. I mean, OJ is better at marriage than you are at school. Mm. I mean, it's, listen, man, not pretty. But I think you're going to be great at TV. I'm so excited to have you on. Give the Fox Across America audience, do you know what you're wearing yet?
I think this Yankee jacket. I'm not sure.
Are you going to go your Yankee gear?
You got to make sure it looks right on the set and stuff.
Yeah, well, the lighting matters. Yeah. So you got to get a past wardrobe.
No, I know. You know that. Otherwise, they get you at the perfect angle so it doesn't show your fifth chin. But
I'm sucking it in, Link. They put a lot of makeup on me. The point is, the Link Man will be on Fox News Saturday night at 10 p.m. I'm telling you this today. Why? Because I, your radio buddy Jimmy Failla, will not be anywhere near your radio tomorrow on Friday. Unfortunately, I'll be flying down to Fort Lauderdale for a stand-up gig at the Amateur Theater. There's a handful of seats left at foxacrossamerica.com, but we will have a superstar fill-in tomorrow. I will likely call into the show just to give everybody some insight into Florida and to pump up the numbers for my Hannity hit Friday night. You know, these are things I do, Lincoln. I stay in the loop with my audience, do I not?
Mm-hmm.
I return their messages. I bail these people out from prison. I do. I give back to the community. Mm. Final question, and then I will let you go. Saturday night, it's 10 o'clock. They can ask you anything. We know that. You're probably going to wear your gear. You're going to unveil your vice presidential pick. Is there anything else you're planning that I don't know about that I should in case it costs me my gig?
Which curse word's my favorite?
You're going to go through all of them? That's funny. Hopefully they got the dumb button ready. All right, the show's over. Pay up, get out, happy everything. You live in the greatest country in the world. Go out, enjoy your American privilege. Enjoy the State of the Union tonight. Joe Biden speaking. First time in history, a United States president has his remarks translated to English. That doesn't happen every day.
A lot of hairy leg talk. A
lot of hairy leg talk. That's the prediction, but we'll see you next week. Until then, be a Republican, be a Democrat.
Just don't be a Jimmy Fail.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
No, Russ.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.